Alexander and Baldwin's HCNS sugar operation on Maui is huge. At 36,000 acres, it is bigger than the official city limits of San Francisco. It employs 675 people, most of whom will be out of work as HCNS winds down operations by the end of the year. In some ways, it appears to be a loss that Maui can absorb. Unemployment there is a low 3.4%, and about 20,000 non-farm businesses employ more than 60,000 people there. By that measure, the job losses at HCNS comprise a small percentage of Maui's total workforce. However, what officials we spoke with fear most at present is that the closure of HCNS will impact small businesses and farms far beyond the sugar operation itself. This includes everything from vendors who supply HCNS with goods to small farms that have been keeping their own costs down by piggybacking their orders onto HCNS orders of agricultural supplies. Even nonprofits will feel the pinch, Maui industry leaders say. For example, the HCNS Community Initiative last year had given out 19 grants of $100,000 each. Beneficiaries included senior centers, youth sports, and social services. This support will be missed. A&B has talked about redeveloping its sugar acreage into diversified ag, giving preference to former employees for farm plots. However, some experts, such as economist Paul Brubaker, are expressing skepticism that this will work. Diversified ag has yet to successfully replace large-scale sugar plantations since they have closed on West Maui, Kauai, Lanai, Molokai, and the Big Island. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.